You are now listening to the Life in Football podcast. Check out the new website, lifeinfootball.com. Once again, the website is lifeinfootball.com. Thanks for listening.
This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. It's life in football. We are life in football.
Welcome to the Life in Football podcast, baby. I'm your host, Mike Fee.
And this your co-host, Colin Moore. You know we loving life and enjoying football.
Top-notch ballers all around the world. Top-notch ballers all around the world. Today, I got to address up, man. Y'all were killing my boy on social media, man. He jumped out there and said, Shador going to be in, I guess, the top five of the Heisman. I'm going to win the Heisman. Y'all got on his head, boy. I'm talking about y'all were eating him up. But that's what y'all supposed to. Y'all supposed to do that. And the thing is, I like Shador as a quarterback, man. I think he could be a top five in the Heisman candidate. I like, my personal favorite is Jordan Travis at Florida State. Nah, that's what I really want to see get out there and shine, because somebody just did a highlight film on him. And, man, the boy was on there going crazy, man. Really, y'all almost can't even stop him. But the thing with Jordan Travis, you know, it's really, you know, predicated on their team. They're kicking off the season with a big boy game at LSU. But we going to let Simo talk about why he thinks Shador Sanders could be the Heisman Trophy winner.
Hey, y'all already know, man. Listen, the news and the reporters and everybody, they hating on my boy. They don't even want to put him in the top 10 quarterbacks over the country. Over this time, they've been hating on him. But listen, where you know that a quarterback over a two-year span throws 70 TD passes, almost 8,000 yards, and only, what, about 12 or 13 picks? Like, it wasn't that many picks. Where you know a quarterback shine like that, and then they leave him outside of all the lists with the quarterbacks, people that just don't want to get Coach Prime, his son, and him, they love. They don't want to get any love. So guess what I do? I make sure he get it. Shador Sanders, I'm finna say it, Shador Sanders is a top five quarterback. If he came out in this draft, that's going to be in the draft for 24, he'll be a top five quarterback. If he come out at 25, he's going to be a top five quarterback. He just that nice. Now, when we get to show it against TCU. You get to show it against Nebraska. You get to show it against everybody on the schedule. But those the first two teams that have to get toe up by Shador. And that's what he's going to do. By the time he get to Oregon, everything going to be set just in stone. The man going to be done through a bunch of TD passes, probably zero to maybe one or two picks, bunch of yards. The offense going to be moving on all cylinders because they got Sean Lewis. Sean Lewis, this offense is going to steamroll. So to have Shador come to the Power 5 and then jump into this offense, ooh! This thing finna be crazy, y'all. My boy finna take off like a rocket. And they ain't gonna want to put him in the Heisman talk, but he gonna force his way in there. He gonna force himself right up to the front row. We gonna talk about Shador all season long. They ain't gonna be able to stop talking about that man. Shador got a very good chance of winning the Heisman. And then check this out. That USC game, that's a Heisman Trophy winner with a Heisman Trophy candidate. I'm telling y'all, That game gonna tell a lot too, as well as all the games. But yeah, Shador easy top five of the quarterbacks that can get drafted in this class. That'll be a class of 24, and he easily, if he stay and come back for another year, which he should. Only way I believe Shador leaves is he win the Heisman, they go undefeated, and he win the chip, and he destroy them for the whole season. Then I think he'll come out. But other than that, I think Coach Prime will have him come back for one more year, and he going to end up being a top five quarterback, no matter how they slice that pie. I'm telling y'all now. So when y'all hear, already know you heard it here first. Hey, talent is easy to see. A ball is easy to see. You don't work out with Tom Brady just because your dad is Coach Prime. You working out with Tom Brady because you that guy. You working out with Tom Brady because you trying to make it. But they going to talk that talk and walk that walk, and that's what he going to really do. So that's how I see that one going.
Well, hey, man, y'all heard it right here. And the thing, too, with Shador, he never had the same offensive coordinator. He had a different coordinator his freshman year, sophomore year, and now he about to have another offensive coordinator. Now, for me, if he's successful all three of these times, that's saying a lot. Because you done had different offenses, and you done progressed and been successful in them. So, to me, that's the NFL caliber of talent. Because you're seeing different sides of the ball. You got different cadences. You got different offense. You got different signals. I mean, different signs. So, that's pretty much somebody you need to be like, you know what? This guy ready. But a lot of people ain't looking at that, honestly. They ain't looking at, oh, he had three different. And then some people going to be like, oh, he played in the swag. He ain't played at a high level. Let me tell y'all something. That's like you got a quarterback playing at a 1A small school, starting true freshman, sophomore, then you go up to the big board. You only gonna get better. You only gonna grow. But I'm telling y'all, man, look out for Shador Sanders. Basically, what I'm saying, y'all give him a chance. There's a lot of people out here hating on him. A lot of people out here discrediting him. Give him a chance, him and Coach Prime. Y'all check him out. Man, I'm going to just go ahead and just say a blessing is coming. Like Coach Prime would say, just wait for the time, baby. It's time. Keep your head up and not down. It's your fall to the ground. This is the Life of Football Podcast. Catch you next time.